Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at cbiztvmedia.com and click on the Brag tab. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, it's another 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life review and chat. This is Irene, CBiz Media. 90 Day Fiancé is the origin show, and it's a show that follows real life couples where one is from another country and one is from the U.S. and they try to get together, marry, get the K-1 visa, the whole process, as well as the whole process of falling in love and being in a relationship and seeing if this is something real or is this something just to come to America. So that's kind of the basis of the show. But in The Single Life, we see some of the people that were in 90 Day Fiancé where the relationships failed, things went wrong. Now they're single again and looking for love again. So we follow these people in that journey. And now we're with, for this particular episode, Chantel and Giannis. Chantel feels that she's doing something similar as to what she did with her first relationship, going to another country, looking for love, and things didn't work out with her and Pedro, but now she meets Giannis after, you know, aftermath of a divorce and all of these things. She feels alive again, she feels beautiful again. You know, she puts out a little too much, I think, in the beginning when she, her and her friends go on this trip, in a way for her to rekindle her so-called magic. And she kind of puts out the impression that she's that type of girl that might be easy. But she later says, you know, I'm not looking for a hookup. I want a real relationship. So her and Giannis, she gives it a try. Things seem good at first. Then he kind of seems distant. And now that she's leaving, he pulls back in. He's interested. He wants to continue their connection as she goes to the U.S. She asks him to visit her. There's fun on the soccer court. He's a soccer player, and he takes her to his environment. There's a lot of kissing ensues, and you know, he promises to visit her in America, and they kind of promise to go back and forth, kind of do a long distance relationship. Things seem to be looking pretty good for their possibilities in their future. Her and her friends are headed out, and he stops their vehicle before they're able to leave, and you know, says he needs one last kiss from Chantel, gives her some flowers. So they're kissing again and again, and a lot of kissing for these guys. Hopefully it translates into a good relationship, and possibly Chantel can have that chance to do it all over again. I think she's in her early 30s and she wants to settle down and have a family. And I don't know, sometimes when we come out of a relationship and we get into another one, like to the next one, like right after, we have high expectations and desire certain things, which is nothing wrong with that. And it actually could work out, because I've heard stories of, you know, people breaking up, relationships ending, and the next relationship, one of those people have moved on and married the next person. So I don't know what that says about the relationship, but it shows that it's possible for you to move on and to find the right person, and it might be sooner than you think. I think that in a way she's kind of put a lot of pressure on him to move a little fast and figure out what they're doing, which they need to do, because you know, they started this connection and they do need to know what's next. But I don't think that she should put a lot of pressure on it, because it's new And, you know, they should be starting more like a friendship and getting to know each other and not just go straight into the relationship phase. But I think we're beyond that, and that's where they're at right now. But again, it could work out. It could be a good thing. So I hope the best for them. I was looking at her friends help her get ready when I think about it. And this last time she got ready to meet Giannis, they're zipping up her dress. One is doing her makeup. One is rubbing lotion on her legs. I'm like, are these your friends or your glam team? Because I don't have friends that literally put me together like a China doll. I just thought that was a little different for your friends to always be the ones that I could see them putting finishing touches on you and, you know, giving their opinion. But I mean, it really looks like they get her ready for her dates and they get her in her clothes and all that. And I think it's a little much, and I don't really see my friends doing that. So are they her friends / glam team? That's just a question I had in the back of my head, not relevant to the relationship part. But let's move over to Debbie and Ruben and Debbie's son Julian. So last time we chatted, Julian basically spilled the beans on his mom's last relationship and the things that went wrong, the age difference, you know, how she kind of got caught up in that thing and she's still giving money to the family. So Ruben now isn't sure about Debbie, it appears to be. And their last meeting, where he drops her off at the airport, she says she's feeling a difference, a change in the body language, attitude, and she's not sure if he's totally changed his mind about her. But they chat a little bit, they kind of resolve things, and it's open as to, you know, what's next for them as she goes back. And he says he may come and visit her in Atlanta, in Hotlanta. And, you know, they have a little flirty moment and a few kisses as she goes back home. So that was a happy ending and a happy resolution. As well as before that, Julian apologized and said he was sorry for revealing that information. It's something that she wanted to do and she didn't want her son to do. And, you know, I was impressed by how he apologized to his mom. He seems a little hard-nosed at times, and he did say, you know, I will call somebody out if they're playing my mom right there. So I appreciate how he has his mom's back, but he knows when he's wrong and he's able to apologize. So that was a good thing. All seems to be resolved, and hopefully Debbie, I think I've made the name for them, Debbie and Ruben, they make it last and they make it work. And finally, I want to talk about Natalie and Mike. Natalie and her moms try to get Mike back into their life. Natalie wants a child. She recently went to sperm donation bank and learned the process. And she wants Mike back. Things didn't work with Josh. And to my surprise, she says, you know, I was so focused on my career and what I wanted. I was so focused in the Hollywood dream that I had being in LA. Thank you for granted, Mike. I apologize. You're family to me. And he's like, you know what? I'm trying to move on at this point. And I'm about to let this go. We've been separated for years. And, you know, I have to move on. And he said, he kind of on the sidelines, he was saying, you know, sometimes you have this dream of everything you want. And she finally made it to where she got to that place. I mean, she didn't make it, but she's in the environment she wants to be in and what she dreamed of. And, you know, sometimes a dream isn't what you think it is basically what Mike said. But, you know, he said he loved her. He tried. And she was kind of the one that let things go because she wanted to follow her dream. And to me, it almost sounds like the typical 90-day mess when it comes to, like, a lot of the couples do stay together, but, you know, those that are playing games, those that just want to come to this country for other reasons, I feel like that was kind of revealed in Natalie. So she, on some level, I kind of lost some respect for her. The fact that, you know, in a way she was using and misusing the relationship, trying to get what she wanted. And I understand if you come into something and you say, okay, I do love this person, want to marry them. Oh, this is not what I thought it was. You may respectfully depart from them and go for your dream, but then to go back to them and try to get them to give you a life, give you a child. He said, I'm not going to just pump a child into you. I know we're just going to be friends and that's it. I'm not going to pump a child into you, which I thought was kind of funny for him to say that. But it's opening the door for Mike to possibly be a new cast member for The Single Life, because he says he's looking for love now. Natalie kept saying, who's the person? If you've met someone, he's like, no, but I'm open to meeting somebody. I want to start over. So Natalie steps away. She starts to cry. And that's just kind of the end. And I hope it's the end. I think it's the end for her and Mike. I always on some level felt like she was mistreating Mike, having him hold on all this time, being separated from her, and kind of reaping the benefits of being in the country while doing what she wanted and kind of leaving him behind. So it seems like this is the closure that's needed. This is the situation, relationship that's needed to end this way. And it kind of exposed her to be someone that, you know, is self-centered, self-serving, and tries to get things that she wants. And it's kind of like she said Mike looked at her a certain way that Josh never did. She's now looking back and realizing that. And it's like going back to something just because no one else will have you. Or feeling like for her it's her last chance to make this family, this child thing, this children thing happen. So in a way I feel like she's just misusing and abusing the situation. And I want to ask you, have you ever wanted to be back with somebody and you feel like, hey, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have ended things? Have you ever had someone that was so-called a backup plan if things didn't work out? And what are your thoughts or ideas on that? Is that something that's healthy? Is that something that's right? When it comes to, I think, Manuel and Ashley on 90 Day Fiancé, you know, they were kind of each other's backup plan. And they said, you know, if we can't find anyone else and there's nothing happening in our love lives, let's make this pact and get back together. They did so. They got married. So if you have that type of backup plan where you guys both are in agreement, I think that could be okay. But if you have someone in your mind where you think you could always go to and say, oh, they'll always take me back, but you guys haven't really made a pact, I think you're kind of taking advantage of the situation for your own purposes, just so you won't be alone or whatever your reasoning is. I think that's just rude and disrespectful to do to someone that really cares about you and loves you, to play with their heart that way. I just don't think it's a good thing to do. And it's probably going to backfire, just like it backfired on Natalie at this point. I don't feel sorry for her. I do hope that she's able to find what she's looking for. She does seem to be unsure, unclear about the steps she wants to take moving forward in life. But I really rooting for Mike at this point and wishing him the best as we close out our little 90 Day Fiancé Single Life review and chat. Thanks guys for hanging out with me for another moment. If you want to connect, you can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thank you, all the best, and God bless.